Blog Talk Radio.
No!
I took that off last night. It's still on there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we come to bless you this morning. We come to give you praise, thanksgiving, glory, and honor belong to you, oh God. Glory and honor, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, we thank you that we could call on your name. We thank you that you are a deliverer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that you deliver us from the hand of the enemy. Oh, you delivered us on your righteous path. You are a holy God. You are a mighty King. And there's no God like you, Jehovah. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you that no weapon that is formed against us will prosper. In the name of Jesus, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we condemn. In the name of Jesus, we are established in your righteousness. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you that oppression is far from us. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, in the name of Jesus, but mighty through you, O God, to the pulling down of strongholds. In the mighty name of Jesus, we take the shield of faith and quench every fiery dart of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are holy God. You are righteous God. You are faithful God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we just come to bless your name. We bless you this morning, O God. In the name of Jesus, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and use it against our enemies. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, I thank you that we are redeemed from the curse of the law. We are redeemed from poverty. We are redeemed from sickness. We are redeemed from spiritual death. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that we overcome all because greater are you in us than he that is in the world. Oh, Father, we are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed going in, blessed coming out. We stand in the evil day having our loins girt about with truth. We have the breastplate of righteousness on. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We take the shield of faith. We are covered with the helmet of salvation, O God. And we use the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, the word of the Almighty God. I thank you, Father God, that we are delivered from the power of darkness. We are translated into the kingdom of God, our dear Nukur Sheba, kingdom of God's dear son, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt us. We do not have the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Jesus Christ. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Oh, how blessed we are. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that our hands, Yokoshebaka Didiaka, is upon the necks of our enemies. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you anoint our head with oil, and I thank you that our cup runneth over. In the name of Jesus, goodness and mercy is following us every day of our lives. Because we serve a great King, a great God like you, we receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, and we reign Yokoshebaka with Christ Jesus. In the life through Christ Jesus, we have Mokoshebaka, life and life more abundantly. We walk in the light as he is in the light, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. We are righteous, Yokoshe. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are the head and not the tail. We shall decree a thing, and it shall be established in our lives. We have favor with God and favor with man. Wealth, Yokoshe baka didi yokorere baka. Wealth and riches are in our house. And our righteousness endures forever. Oh, hallelujah. What a mighty God you are. You thought of everything. I thank you that you left nothing out of your plan for your people, oh God. We will be satisfied with long life, and God will show us his salvation. I thank you, Father God, that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and we abide under your shadow, Almighty. No evil will befall us, and no plague shall come near our dwelling. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you that our children are taught of you, O Lord, and great is their peace. In the name of Jesus, we are strengthened with might by your spirit in our inner man. In the name of Jesus, we are rooted and grounded in love. We bless our natural enemies, and we overcome evil with good. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we just come honoring, praising you, giving you glory. There's no God like you, Jehovah. Oh, we are blessed to have you as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We come before you this morning giving you praise, giving you thanksgiving, giving you honor this morning, O God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Nisi, a banner over us. Oh, Father God, we need you. We can't move. We can't breathe. We can't think without you, Father. We thank you this morning for everything you're doing on the inside of us. We thank you that we are under your construction, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are marvelous, God, marvelous in all your ways. You are a great creator. You reign, reign, oh God. Be exalted this morning, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you that your word is holy. You honor your word above your name, and we do too. So this morning, as we read your word, your holy word, we thank you that you communicate with us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, not only do you allow us to communicate with you, but you communicate with us. Psalms 139 says, O Lord, thou hast searched us, and you have known us. Thou knowest our sitting down and our rising up. Thou understandest our thoughts afar off. Oh, Father God, I thank you that thou compassest our paths and are lying down and are acquainted with all of our ways. In the name of Jesus, for there is not a word in our tongue, but lo, O God, thou knowest it all together. Nothing secret from you, Father. Thou hast beset us behind and before, and laid our hand upon us, and laid your hand upon us. Such knowledge is too wonderful for us. It is high. We cannot attain it. Whither shall we go from thy spirit, or whither shall we flee from your presence? There is nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. If we ascend up into heaven, you are there. If we make our bed in hell, behold, you are there too. If we take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utter parts of the sea, you are there. Even there shall thy hand lead us, and thy right hand shall hold us. If we say, surely the darkness shall cover us, even the night shall be light about us. Yea, the darkness hideth not from you, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you, O God. For you have possessed our reins. You have covered us in our mother's womb. We will praise you, for we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that our soul knoweth right well. Our substance was not hid from you when we were made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Thine eyes did see our substance, yet being imperfect, in thy book all our members were written, which is continuous, were fashioned when as there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto us, O God. How great is the sum of them. If we should count them, they are more than the numbers of the sand. When we awake, we are still with you. Surely you will slay the wicked, O God. Depart from us, therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee, and we are not grieved with those that rise up against you. We hate them with perfect hatred. We count them our enemies. Search us, O God, and know our heart. Try us and know our thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in us, and lead us in the everlasting way. Oh, my God, I just love the Word of God. Well, good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland this morning. Today is Joyful Praise Day, and we come to worship, praise, honor, bless, exalt the name of Jesus. We love our Lord, and I tell you what, we are just grateful that he loves us. He loves us so much that he gave Jesus. He loves us so much, I'm going to say it again, that he gave Jesus, his only son, to die for us. We are blessed. We are blessed beyond measure, because we serve a great king. You know what? Praise. There's a song that says this. Praise is what we do when we want to get close to Jesus. Praise is what we do. Praise is essential in the life of every born-again believer. If we say that, you know, we love the Lord, we got to praise him every day. So I thank you for joining us this morning. As we give praise to our King, it is Joyful Praise Day. Joyful Praise Day. You know, every born again believer must praise God daily to sustain themselves spiritually. It's like our daily bread. We must eat to stay alive, and we must eat the Word of God. We must eat the Word of God. Jeremiah 15:16 says, Thy words were found, and we did eat them. And thy word was unto us the joy and rejoicing in our heart. For we are called by thy name, O Lord, God of hosts. The word of God is food for our souls. We must feed our souls the word of God, just like we feed our body food, natural food. Job said, neither have we gone back from the commandment of his lips. We have esteemed the word of his mouth more than our necessary food. So the word of God is food unto us. It feeds us what we need, and it sustains us. It is necessary that we eat physical food to sustain our lives, and it's even more necessary that we eat our spiritual food, which is contained in the Word of God. When we starve ourselves physically, we will die physically. You know, sometimes your stomach can growl and you will feel hungry, and you could go a few days without eating. But you keep going without eating, and pretty soon you won't be here anymore. So that's the same thing with the Word of God. We got to eat the spiritual food so we won't die spiritually. When we die spiritually, we lose our connection with God, our Creator. We literally die spiritually. We become empty on the inside, like a walking shell is empty. We can have the appearance of being filled spiritually. We can sit on the church pews on Sundays, Wednesdays, every time the doors open, but inside we can be empty. We can listen to the preacher speak the word, the truth, but if we don't feed ourselves spiritually, we will die. The preacher can only feed us so much. We have to feed ourselves. We read the word of God, and we study the word daily. It is essential. to our spiritual nourishment. Job wanted more of God than he did the food to sustain his physical body. He understood and knew that there was life in the Word of God. And I'm going to tell you this one again. Jeremiah, it came up in my study again. Jeremiah 15:16 says, "The words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy of rejoicing." Today is joyful praise day, and we are rejoicing and praising our God, the King of Kings. He is great and greatly to be praised. Let's praise him with some music this morning. You know, as our hearts rejoice in his greatness. Karen Itell is with us. She's from Houston, Texas. And I thank God that she joins us almost every Saturday. She don't neglect us. She's with us weekly. And I tell you what, Father God has put music in her. Oh, he's put music in her, those gifts and talents that she has. And, you know, she doesn't really see that much with the natural eye. But I tell you what, she could see by the Spirit. Good morning, Sister Karen. How are you?
I am doing wonderful.
All right. We're glad you're with us again today. God graced us, blessed us with you being here with us. We thank God. What you going to play for us on Joyful Praise Day?
I will rejoice him and be glad in it. How about that?
All right. I love it. I will rejoice and be glad in it. The Lord has made, and we are rejoiced, and we are glad in it. All right. I got a little echo in my phone, but it's going in a second. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just rejoice in God this morning. We are grateful that we serve a great God. He's the mighty God. He's the only true God. You know, they got a lot of false gods, but our God is the only true and living God. He lives in every continent. He lives everywhere, no matter where we are, he is there. Well, we're going to continue this morning with praise, with music, songs, and worship. And we have Minister Donna Hawkins with us this morning. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great. Blessed in the Lord. How about you?
You know, I'm doing wonderful. I'm thanking the Lord. Every day when I open my eyes, I'm like, hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Let me tell you what we're getting ready to do here in Paducah. We have a community clergy fellowship, and Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we are sponsoring Pastor Lance Watson from St. Paul's Baptist Church in Richmond, Virginia. And this is for a citywide revival, so we are so excited.
No, we need revivals everywhere.
I'm telling you, we're praying that the Lord will move and that someone will be saved and the saved will be revived.
No, that's right. I need to be there.
Oh, we're going to have a wonderful time.
Amen, amen. All right, what you going to sing on Joyful Praise Day today?
I'm going to sing Oh, How I Love Jesus.
Amen. All right, go right ahead.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing it word. It sounds like music in mine ear. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me, there is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its words. It sounds like music in mine ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He first loved us. He first loved us. And you know what? He didn't just give lip service about how he loves us. His love is true. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sister Minister Donna. I tell you what, Karen played a beautiful song as well. I'll rejoice in the Lord and be glad in it. This is the day the Lord has made. And then Minister Donna Hawkins came along with How I Love Jesus. You know, it's the sweetest name. I don't care where I am. When I hear the name of Jesus, I just look up. I perk up. I'm like, whoa, they know my Lord. They're calling his name. So I just thank God for Jesus. You know, he first loved us. We don't know how to love. I'm telling you, I know I don't. I don't know how to love. I have to depend on him. I say, Lord, teach me how to love the way you want me to love. And he teaches. You know, he's the master teacher. We could sit under the feet of any teacher in the world, but the master teacher, he's the one who teaches all the teachers of the world. He is the master teacher. So I praise God this morning on Joyful Praise Day. We're continually praising our God. Let us delight ourselves in the word of God, the commandments of God. When we read the word, it is talking to us about God. When we read the word of God, it's telling us about our God, how great he is, how mighty he is, how awesome he is. He is an awesome God. You know, we have conversations with our friends, but it's no conversation like having it a conversation with the Holy God. But I tell you what, it's even better when he converses with us. Yes, when we just sit down in his presence and allow his voice to speak to us. We say, Lord, thy servant heareth. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. So, you know, there's a time when, you know, prayer is very appropriate. But sometimes we just got to sit in the presence of God, even come to the Holy of Holies, and just wait on him, wait on him. You know, he speaks to his children. He speaks to us. Isn't that awesome? And ain't nothing like his voice. You know his voice above any voice in the world. He said, I want my sheep to hear my voice. He said, I don't want you hearing them other voices now. I want you to hear my voice. So his voice is awesome. Psalms 119:72 says, the law of thy mouth is better unto us than thousands of silver and gold. Yeah, that's the word of God, his mouth. When he speaks to us, he speaks in our spirit. And sometimes he speaks so strong, you go like, yes, don't nobody be around but you. And him, you're not even aware of his presence. He'll call your name so clear, and you're like, yes. You know nobody else in there but you, so you know it's the God. You know, sometimes you're in the house with people, and you hear somebody call you, go say, you ask everybody, do they call you? And no, everybody say, no, I ain't call you. Don't you know that's how he did Samuel? And Samuel thought it was Eli. Eli had to teach Samuel. That's the voice of God. When he called, you say, Lord, here am I. Now, his words are pure. And, you know, the word cleanses us and satisfies us. So let's hear some more praise this morning. Some more praise songs. Praise unto our Lord. We have with us, I'm waiting for Jackie. I called her. Well, I didn't get an answer. So maybe she's off today and taking sleeping longer because she gets up early in the morning taking care of the elderly. So we got Minister Stacy with us this morning, and she's from Jacksonville, Florida. And as Minister Hawkins says, she's from Paducah. And then Karen Itell is from Houston. So, you know, we reaching on all different parts over here. So I thank the Lord. Good morning, Minister Stacy. How are you?
Good morning. Blessed. How are you?
Oh, I am too. Blessed and highly favored of the Lord. And she's the one with those two girls, Jabria and Bianca. And they are singers. Ooh, she's taught them to sing. And I tell you what, those two girls can really sing. One's 4 and the other one's 8 or 9. And they sing like the angels. You go like, oh, my God. You think they were in the Holy of Holies 24/7. They are songs, like little songsters. So I thank God for them. Minister Stacy, we just thank you what you're doing in the lives of your own children. You know, you train them up in the way they should go. So I know they ain't going to be prodigal children. They're going to be praising the Lord all the days of their lives, even when they're old people. What you going to sing this morning, Minister Stacy?
I praise your name.
Amen. Go right ahead.
I praise your name, your holy name. I praise your name, your holy name. I praise your name, not just today, but for always, now and forever. Lord, I praise your name. I praise your name, your holy name. I praise your name, your holy name. I praise your name, not just today, but for always, now and forever. Lord, I praise your name, not just today, but for always, now and forever. Lord, I praise your name. I praise your name, your holy name. I praise your name, your holy name. I praise your name. Not just today, but for always, now and forever. Lord, I praise your name. You can have it. You can have it. Reach up and grab it. You can have it. Reach up and grab it. You can have it. Reach up and grab it. Not just today, but for always, now and forever. Lord, I praise your name. You can have it. You can have it. Reach up and grab it. You can have it. Reach up and grab it. Not just today, but for always, now and forever. Lord, I praise your name. Not just today, but for always, now and forever. Lord, I praise your name. Not just today, but for always, now and forever. Lord, I praise your name. Not just today, hallelujah, but for always, now and forever. Lord, I praise your name. Hallelujah. Lift up his name. Hallelujah.
Praise your God. Hey.
Hallelujah. Woo! Lord, I praise your name. How often? Now and forever. We got to praise his name now and forever. We can't grow weary in well-doing. We got to press our way, press our way, press our way, and stay in his presence. You know, we're not in his presence, my God. Oh, Lord. We need to be in his presence 24/7. I don't know about you, but I got to press my way while I praise his name now and forevermore. Thank you, Minister Stacy. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. As I said before, today is Joyful Praise Day. We will greatly rejoice in the Lord. Our soul shall be joyful in our God, for he has clothed us with the garments of salvation. He has covered us with the robe of righteousness, as the bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as the bride adorneth himself with herself with jewels. And there was great joy in that city. Let us have great joy in all of our cities. Every city that's represented today on Bible Storyland, let us have great joy because of the love of our Father, God. We are his sons. We are his daughters whom, you know, having not seen, we love him. We don't see him? No. If we see him, that means we ain't here no more. We don't see him, but by faith, we know he's alive and real because he lives in us. So, you know, I thank God today. Now, you know, we don't see him yet, but we believe, and we are continually rejoicing. We are continually rejoicing. Unspeakable joy. Unspeakable joy. And full of his glory. So I thank the Lord today that we could call on his holy righteous name. Yes, we can. We are his children. And you know what? Karen Itell is about to do another praise song for us. She plays so beautifully. I just love to hear her music. I could hear her. Listen and hear that music all day long. She is so gifted and talented. All right, what you going to play for us, Karen?
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Oh, I love that one. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
is so gifted, so talented. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. You know, only God can do that. He can open the eyes of our heart and let him see and let us see more clearly. And, you know, it draws us closer with him. When he opened the eye, you ever been, you know, just reading the word of God and all of a sudden you say, wait a minute, where did that scripture come from? You know, it's been there all along, but he just opened our eyes and revealed it to us. Don't we serve a great God? Oh, there's nobody like God. Psalms 119, 105 says, God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. God's word directs us, shows us the way. God is the way. We must read and study the word of God daily to be pleasing to our God. The word of God is food to us. The word is sweet to our taste. Psalms 119, 103, the word is direction for us. Psalms 119, 105. Today we have an anointed man of God with us who lives in Jacksonville, Florida. And he loves the word of God. And I tell you what, he's skillful at bringing forth the word of God. He communicates with our Father God, and he obeys the Lord and his shepherd. The Spirit of the Almighty is upon this man of God to preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today we have with us Minister James Sumter. And as I said, he's from Jacksonville, Florida. And he's going to give us the word the Lord has for us today. Good morning, Minister Sumter. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. How's your wife and daughter?
They're excellent. They're doing both. They're doing well.
Okay. I thank God for them and for you. All right. You ready to bring forth the word today?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll let God have his way.
All right. Let us pray. Again, God, we come this morning. We give you honor. We give you praise. And we give you glory. We exalt your name. We magnify your name. And we lift up the name of Jesus. For we know that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. And God, we just want to say thank you, God, that you are God. And besides you, there is none other. Again, God, we're thankful and remindful of the shed blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary for the remission of our sins. And God, we plead the blood of Jesus before us right now. God, if there's anything in us that's not like you, God, we pray that you'll remove it, God. And we thank you for the cleansing blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And God, we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you for this opportunity to come, God, and speak a word in your name. And God, I do realize that it's not by my might nor by my power, but it's by your Spirit. And God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, who shall lead us and guide us into all truth. And he, your Holy Spirit, God, you said, will bring all things to our remembrance, whatsoever thou hast told us. Now, God, we thank you for your word of wisdom, word of knowledge, your word of counsel and might. And, God, we give you honor, we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we lift you up again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Again, we bless God this morning, and we thank God for this opportunity to come and share with you again. I just want to read something right quickly out of Psalms 113, and then I get into what the Lord has laid on my heart. But I like Psalm 113, since we were talking about praise earlier. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. And that's Psalm 113, verses 1 through 3. And then I want to pick a verse in the 150th Psalm, and there it says in verse 6, it says, let everything, listen to what it says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And we just want to praise God because he is worthy to be praised. And look what the psalmist said. If you can inhale and if you can exhale, then it says, then you ought to praise the Lord because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. But there's a word that, that God laid on my heart, and I want to share with you, and it's found in the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 14. And we're going to look, beginning at verse number 6. The book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 14, beginning at verse number 6. And I love this story, and we're going to see what God has is speaking to us, what God is saying to us through Caleb, his servant. It says in verse 6, Joshua chapter 14, beginning of verse 6, it says, "Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal. And Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea." Verse 7 says, 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. And I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely, the land whereupon thy feet have trodden shall thy inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive. Listen to what he says in verse 10. The Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years. Now, understand, the promise was made 45 years ago. At that time, he was 40 years old. 45 years later, he says, the Lord has kept me alive these 45 years for a total of 85 years. Please understand, he's 85 years old. Even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. I am 85 years old. As yet, I am as strong, listen to what he says, I'm as strong at 85. As I was at 40. He says, and yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, I'm as strong now at 85 as I was at 40 when Moses first sent me. He says, and my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, as I was strong enough to fight battles at 40, I am yet strong enough at 85 to still fight wars, both to go out and to come in. He said in verse 12, now therefore give me this mountain, wherefore the Lord spake in that day, for thou hardness in thy day, how the Anakites were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If it so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. Please understand, he's saying this at 85 years old. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance. Here's what I want us to understand. Listen, when Moses died, Joshua takes over, leads the children into the promised land, okay? When Moses sent out the spies over in Numbers 13 and 30, watch this, Joshua and Caleb were the only two who said that they were able to take over the land. The rest of them gave an evil report unto the people. But because of their faithfulness, the only two that were allowed to go into promised land was Joshua and Caleb. Joshua is the leader now. But Caleb reminds Joshua of Moses' promise to him 45 years ago. And he reminded him, he says, now Moses promised me this land because I was faithful unto the Lord. And here's my point. It doesn't matter how old I am. As long as I remain faithful unto the Lord, God will fulfill his promises. 45 years later, now Caleb's promise is fulfilled. But watch this. He didn't stop serving the Lord, being faithful to the Lord, trusting the Lord, obeying the Lord. Watch this. He didn't sit down and say, well, I paid my dues, I'm not going to do anything else. No, at 85 years old, Caleb was still going out, as the Bible says, and coming in, going to battle, fighting battles, and coming back in because the Lord kept him. And he remembered the promise that Moses made to him. He says, now understand, Moses made me this promise because I fully, wholly obeyed the Lord. And because I wholly obeyed the Lord, even at 85 years old, the promise is still his. What God has for you, it is for you. We just have to wait on him and be of good courage. And the Bible says he will strengthen thine heart. And here's the thing that amazed me is that Joshua didn't sit back and say, well, let the young people do it. I'm old. I've paid my dues. I'm tired. I'm hurting. But the Bible says, look how the Lord kept him. The Bible says, he said, listen, I'm as strong now at 85 as I was when I was 40. I am just as strong. Look how God can keep us. Even in our senior years, even as we get older, God is still able to renew our strength, to keep our bodies strong. And that's what I love. He says, listen, I'm yet as strong this day at 85 as I was when I was 40. I was strong at 40. I was able to defeat the enemy at 40. And 45 years later, I am still defeating the enemy. Please don't miss that. 45 years ago, I defeated the enemy. I defeated the giants. I took the land. 45 years later, now at 85, I'm still defeating the enemy. And that's what God is saying to us. Listen, if we trust God, believe God, it doesn't matter our age. God says, if you trust me, I am able to keep you even in your elderly years, as we mature in Christ, as we grow older, God says, I can keep you even at 85 years old. And he says, watch this, I didn't lose my strength, didn't lose my eyesight, didn't lose my health. I'm just as strong. And because of his promises, watch this, Caleb never forgot the promise that Moses made unto him. And because of this, Caleb kept the promise alive. He says, now Moses promised me this because I wholly obeyed the Lord. And that is the reward in obedience. As he is obedient, as we are obedient to the Lord, God is faithful to his promises. He can do anything but fail. As a matter of fact, he said, before one jot or one tittle, my word shall fail, both heaven and earth shall pass away. All my promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. We just have to believe God no matter how long it takes. We must trust God with all our heart and lean not unto our own understanding. And in all our ways acknowledge him. And he said that he would direct our path. God is a faithful God. If he promised you something, trust me, he will bring it to pass. Doesn't matter how long you have to wait, but we got to learn how to wait, how to trust on the Lord. and stand on his promises. Stand on the word of God. Be faithful unto God, and God will be faithful unto us. And I want to take this word this morning just to encourage us that even though it may seem as though God's promises aren't being fulfilled, watch this, God doesn't forget his people. He doesn't forget the promises that he made unto his people. Be thou faithful unto thou. Trust God. Watch this. I don't give up on God. I don't retire on God. I don't quit on God. I don't say, well, I paid my dues, you know, let someone else do it. No, I must serve God until there's no breath left in my body. I'm going to say that again. I must serve God until there is no breath left in my body. I must believe God. I must trust God. I must obey God until there's no breath left in my body. I never retire on God because God will never retire on us. And there's some things that we can learn. And we, as younger people, we learned from our elders. There are some things that our elders, such as Caleb and those who have went before us. And I thank God for those who have been in my life, the elders, the seniors, who have been in my life and influenced my life. And I thank God for all of them because you learn from their experience. And oftentimes in the Bible, God would tell and instruct the people that they are the teachers to their children and their children's children. They are to teach the ways of God, show them the things of God, show them how to live right, show them how to walk right, show them how to love right, because they've already experienced some things. And that's what we as parents try to tell our children. Not that we don't want them to enjoy themselves, but there are some things, just like Caleb, we have experienced. We have already been through. And we would learn to share our experiences with our children and our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and show them and train them up in a way in the admonition and the fear of the Lord. Let them understand, I've been there. I've done that. And then we'll say, like David said, I was a young man, but now I'm old. But what have you discovered? I discovered that I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. How can a person say that? That's through experience. I've experienced God now. I've had to trust God for myself. I had to believe God for myself. So I can say, like Caleb said, you know, I'm not 85, but years ago, as Caleb said, no, I'm just as strong now as I was then. It's the same God that protected me, that kept me in battle 40 years ago, is the same God that protect me and give me this mountain at 85 years old. Oh, Caleb said, no, I'm just as strong. I serve the same God. And the same God 45 years ago is the same God now. If he did it then surely he can do it now. Doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter how young or how old a person is. God can use anybody at any given time if we would only avail ourselves. So we never done till God takes us home. Like the psalmist said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Listen, every day I inhale and exhale is a day to praise God. We never are done until God takes us home. What else does it teach us? It teaches us that it doesn't matter how old I am. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years, it does not matter. As long as I have life, as long as you have life, God has something for you to do. Something for you. As long as I'm breathing, we're breathing, God has something for us to do. He has been preparing us for the day's task. Every day, God has prepared us to bring glory to his name. Every day, God has given us something to do. If it's nothing but interceding for the saints, God has given us, empowered us to do something. And again, doesn't matter how young, how old I am, God has something for all of us to do. All right? Also, it shows us that God is faithful to his promises. The lesson teaches us that even though it was 45 years later, God is faithful to his word. Faithful to his promises. He promised Caleb the mountain through Moses, and we see 45 years later, Caleb claims the promises and walks into the promise of God. That is great faith. He believed God all those years. I know sometimes we can get discouraged waiting on God. But listen, this ought to excite you, that no matter how long it takes, if I remain faithful to God, God will fulfill his promises. Amen? He says, know that God isn't finished with you until he calls you home. Actively claim the promises of God. Actively claim the promises of God. Even now, as we grow older, will you still trust him? Will you still fight for what is yours? And sometimes that fight is in the spirit. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spiritual wickedness in high place. We have to fight for what is rightfully ours. Watch this. Caleb just couldn't go and they gave him the land. He had to go and take the land. At 85 years old, the enemy did not give him the land. He went and took the land because the land belonged to him. He fought for what was rightfully his. And because the Lord was with him, he succeeded. And we too, watch this, no matter our age, we must fight for what is rightfully ours. Never give up on God. Because God will never give up on you. So I hope through this word that we got some encouragement that no matter how long it takes, God is faithful through his promises. And even as we grow older, even as we mature, even as we become seniors, God is not through with us yet. Because as long as I got breath, as the psalmist says, if I can exhale, if I can inhale, then I must praise the Lord all the days of my life. I must trust the Lord all the days of my life. I must wait on the promises of God all the days of my life. Don't give up. Don't be discouraged. Trust in the Lord, and he will bring it to pass. And I want to leave you with these words from the hymnologist. And I like what this hymnologist wrote. And he said these words. Listen to what he said. He says, and this is encouragement, especially those who may be getting up in age and feel as though God can't use us anymore, and we come discouraged. Listen to what the words say. It says, if when you give the best of your service, telling the world that the Savior is come, be not dismayed when men don't believe you. He'll understand and say, well done. If, when this life of labor is ended and the reward of the race you have won, all the sweet rest prepared for the faithful will be his blessed and final well done. But if you try and fail in your trying, hand sown scarred from the work you've begun, take up your cross, run quickly to meet him. He'll understand and say, well done. God bless you. God keep you.
Woo! I tell you, I'm almost speechless. I tell you, he is a powerful speaker. My God, my God. And, you know, I realized something as he was speaking. When I called Minister Sumter, I told him to speak on Senior Citizens Day. Well, as I was writing the word last night, I don't know why I thought it was Joyful Praise Day. But I tell you, that word was awesome, and we can still praise God on Senior Citizens Day and every day. So
every
I think
day.
The word, oh, my God, that word from Joshua 14, 6, about the strength. The strength. No matter what age we are, God still gives us strength. And like you said, Joshua's strength didn't go down. He had the same strength at 85 that he did at 40. And, you know, I'll never forget. I remember this lady. She was an elderly lady, and she used to teach Sunday school. She was about 80. She was 80-something, and she was still teaching the little ones. I could see her right now, a whole slew of children, like 10, 15 children coming right behind her. She was still teaching at 80-something years old. So as he said, you know, no matter what age we are, the Lord still has something for us to do, whether it's interceding for the saints, whether it's teaching the children, whether it's helping, you know, somebody do something, no matter what it is, even if we call somebody with an encouraging word, say, you're going to make it, baby. It's going to be all right. But like he said, he's never, the word says, he's never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. No matter what age, God still has something for us to do. I mean, that was a power-packed word. I thank God for you, Minister Sumter. Woo! We plan on getting you again very soon. Very soon.
Thanks.
So I thank God for you. And as he was speaking the word, it is Senior Citizens Day, but we're still praising, joyful praising our God, joyfully giving him praise. And, you know, Sister Jackie's on with us. She came on, so we are happy to have her. She's going to sing a song of praise unto the Lord this morning. Good morning, Sister Jackie. How are you? Probably got her phone on mute, but I think she could hear me. Sister Jackie, where are you? Oh, I put somebody else on instead of her, but we're going to get her on. Hold on, Sister Jackie. Your phone just went somewhere else. Hold on. I'm looking for you again. Let me see where she is. I don't know if she got knocked off or what happened, but hold on. I'm looking for her number on here. Just saw. Okay, there she is. Jackie, she's there. I see her number. All right. You probably got it on mute. Jackie, you must be on mute because I sure can't hear you. Sister Jackie. All right, she'll be back soon, and she's going to sing a song of praise for us. You know what? It's salvation time. Salvation time. I think.
Hello?
Yes, Jackie?
I'm sorry, I'm on. I had it on mute. I was sitting here listening, but I had you on mute. You did another thing, lights off. I'm sorry. Okay,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's
I'm at
right.
work, yes. You going to help me sing today, Reb?
I don't know what
I said. There's a can of lights off right there. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm at work. Okay, well, victory is mine. Give me a
All right.
Off. Thank you. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Cause victory today is mine. Love is mine. Love is mine. Love today is mine. And I told Satan, get thee behind. Love today is mine. Cause when I woke this morning, I didn't have no doubt. I knew the Lord would bring me out. So I got down on my knees. I said, Lord, help me please. Victory today is mine. Peace is mine. Peace is mine. Peace today is mine. And I told Satan, get thee behind. Peace today is mine. What's that falling? I'm sorry. When I woke this morning, I didn't have no doubt. Cause I knew the Lord would bring me out. So I got down on my knees. I said, Lord, help me please.
No,
I get it. Victory today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Joy today is mine. Victory is mine.
Yeah,
victory is mine. Victory today is mine. And I told Satan to get thee behind. Cause victory today is mine. You ready to sing?
Amen. Hallelujah. Victory today is ours.
Yes,
God
it is.
Persons, he gives us victory every day. Joy is ours, too. You know, we are joyfully praising our God today on Senior Citizens Day, and I thank God for Jackie. She takes care of the senior citizens. So thank you, Sister Jackie. Awesome song. I love it.
All right. I thank you. Thank you for having us on. I appreciate it.
And amen, amen.
Is my cousin on today? I'm sorry.
Yes. You still on?
Hey, cuz. Hey, cuz. I'm sorry. Thank you.
All right. Oh, cousin's minister, Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. She's still on with us. I thank God for everybody that's on with us today. You know what? We are joyfully praising our Lord today on Senior Citizens Day, and we're thanking him. You know, he says victory is ours every day. Joy is ours every day. All we got to do is claim it. No matter what our age, no matter what age we are, God gives us victory. God gives us strength. And like Minister Sumter said, Joshua was still doing battle at 85 like he did at 40, and none of his strength left him. He was just as strong. So, you know, we got to stay close to the Lord and say, Lord, we need that kind of strength. Yes, we do. We need to be able to run about and jump about when we're 85, just like we did when we were 40, 30, 20, so forth. So we're thanking the Lord today for the word, for the songs of praise. Now, you know, God said at one time he winked at ignorance, but now he's telling everybody, I don't care what country you live in, what city you live in, where you live, what community you live in, what kind, he says it's time for salvation. He used to wink it because we were ignorant before, and we did things against his will. We were just ignorant. But now he said, okay, now is the time for salvation. So it's salvation time. Is there anyone who's not saved on Bible Storyland? Press 1. We're ready to walk you through the plan. You know God has a plan? Yeah, he does. He sent Jesus to redeem his people out of sin so we could be saved. Anybody not saved, press 1. Well, looks like everybody's saved. So I thank God. Anybody who's not saved, go to Romans 10, 9 and 10 and read through those scriptures believing that Jesus was resurrected by the Father and he still lives today. Make that confession with your mouth that you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. And he says, whatever you confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart, you shall be saved. So I thank God for Jesus. You know what? God is married to the backslider, but he's calling all the prodigals, those who backslidden back to him. Now you look and see what's in the world today. Look at the news. Read the newspaper, and you'll see gloom and doom. But guess what? God came to bring life, and life more abundantly. And with abundant life, there's joy. Yes, it is. There's victory in Jesus. So, you know, let's not go backwards. Let's move forward in Jesus. We don't want to give our lives back to the devil. He get a grip on us, and, you know, oh, God, it's worse than it was before we knew God. So we got to keep on praising our God, keep on loving on him. It is testimony time. Anybody have a short testimony or something they would like to share briefly on Bible Storyland? Press 1. I know somebody got something to share. Brother David's on here. As usual, thank God for him. Got anything you want to share? Press 1. All right, there's Brother David. I got my neighbor, Brother Sumter's sister. She's on here, too. Good morning, Brother David. How are you?
I am blessed and grateful. I'm on here listening to you at the same time, and I was on Facebook here putting out how thankful I am for the people that prayed over my life and so thankful for the people that spoke life into my life and so thankful for so many things because, you know, I'm supposed to be a shy little boy that's not supposed to do anything in life. That's what I'm supposed to be. But, you know, I know I belong to God. So I got a good play tonight that I'm in, the wise gospel play. When we got one of your songbirds from Steel and Blue out there. I didn't even get her first name. You got to forgive me. The light-skinned girl. You're talking about a voice from heaven. That girl can sing and just filled with talent.
Tanya Joyelle, probably.
Okay, I didn't get her name. I told her I know you yesterday. She said, yeah, I know Sister G. And so we got to play tonight. It's going to be a blessing. The spiritual play is going to be awesome. I just thank God. When I see that stage, my spirit just light up that the Lord let me get up there because I'm the last person supposed to be up on the stage. So, you
okay,
know, I just thank
it?
God for his grace. It's at the Mary Singleton Center, 150 East 1st Street. At 7 p.m., the Wise Gospel Plate. And, okay, we just giving testimony now. We're not asking for prayer, right? But I'm going to ask you my prayer now.
Uh-huh. In a few minutes.
Okay, but yes, ma'am. I just thank God for the grace and mercy he give me not to be selfish, but like I was telling people, the only reason why I tell people what I'm doing in life on this computer or anywhere so that most people can see that it's never too late to, you know, once you start believing in God and he tell you can do all things. I mean, who want to prove God wrong? I don't.
Amen.
So I just tell people to encourage them, and it gives me an opportunity to speak to kids. Somebody told me I shouldn't even do comedy for kids. And I said, well, how am I going to tell people about all the stuff I went through as a kid? How am I going to inspire them if I don't find a way to get in front of them and tell them stuff. So you got to be careful with the devil. I know I probably told y'all already, but your life is to be used for light for God. You know, not that you're anything special, but God will work through you, and especially when you get yourself sin-free and cleaned up. You know, you get all these people wanting to get these titles, but they don't want to live the full definition of it. You got, I tell you, it's not easy for you to claim that you something. When definition, you know, say Christian, for instance, which means to be Christ-like. So all you got to do is look at the stuff that you're doing and say, now, would Christ do that? You know, I just feel people got to be careful, put all these titles, and, you know, you got to live the life. Just don't talk much, you know. Okay, is that enough for it?
Amen. Thank you, Brother Dave, for that awesome testimony. How much is the
thank
ticket
you, Sister G.
to your plate, Brother David?
Yes, ma'am. It's a $10 donation. $10 donation, and then they got a $25 VIP that you get to talk and interact with the cast. And Lanita Sumpner is in charge of all that.
All right. Well, I thank God for the info. Thank God for you, Sister Don and the boys. How's David Jr.? How's school going for him?
Praise God. I took the car down there last week and seen everything doing right. And I asked for prayer over my whole family. Because, see, you got to know that whenever you're on a mission to show that God is the head of your life, and you try to show that in your daily walk,
yeah,
you best believe that the devil coming from every angle that he can.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I had a thought yesterday when I was driving off from work. You know, I asked myself, I said, God is doing so much for me, but am I doing all that I could do for God? I know he don't need me to do a thing. He don't need me to do a thing. I'm just a little simple human that he made from the smallest speck of dust. But I still got to question myself, am I doing everything possible I can do for God?
All right.
So any prayer that can be sent my way, I take it. Any prayer.
All right. Thank you, Brother David. Anybody else briefly want to share something? I thank God for that word about Joshua, how, you know, the strength that God gave him, how God kept his promises, and how God keep his promises to us, too. It was an awesome word. And then we had the beautiful songs today. I just thank God. Thank the Lord. Anybody else want to share something briefly? Just press 1. All right. Hallelujah. She did press 1. Good morning, my sister. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm very thankful this morning to be up again in Jesus' name. I thank God for all the singers this morning and how they bless my heart with praise. And I thank God for the word. I thank God for the word because I am a senior citizen myself, and I'm looking forward for God's will to be continually done in my life that I may reach 85 and still be strong in the Lord. As Minister Sumpton said, that Joshua continued to have his strength from 40 to 85. So I bless everyone that is listening in Jesus' name. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you, too. That's my neighbor, my sister in the Lord. And guess what? That's Minister Sumter's sister by blood. So we're grateful to have family on this morning. We got family. Sister Jackie and Minister Donna Hawkins, their family. So, you know, I just thank the Lord for what he's doing. And we all family by the blood of Jesus. So I thank God this morning. She's an awesome, mighty woman of God. She used to tell me, you know, I met her walking in the neighborhood, and Sister Thelma, and I tell you what, we talk about the Lord every time we talk. We can't get enough of talking about the goodness of the Lord. And one day she told me about her brother. She said, I got a brother. He's a minister, James Sumter. I said, really? I said, you think he'll come on and bring the word? She said, I don't know, but I could ask him. So I thank God. He's been on before. But I tell you what, we look forward to him again. So I thank God for family this morning. God is a good God. He's a mighty God. Well, it is prayer time this morning. So if you have a prayer request, I'm asking that you press 1. Brother David asked for his family. Anybody else? Press 1. If you already press 1, just make your request known.
Okay, yes, I need to do a prayer for God memorial service to go to this afternoon. So pray for the memorial service.
All right. Okay, Karen, thank you. Okay. Mariba, you're on live?
Yes. my request is for my family to be saved and in good health, especially Deborah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the protection of my grandson. I think.
Is that Jamal?
Yeah, little Jamal Junior.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Press 1. If you already press 1, you can just request, yeah?
Good morning, Sister Jean.
Good morning, Minister Stacy. How are you again?
Good, good. I just want to pray for my family, and also that word was so encouraging, and to pray for all those who's waiting on, you know, waiting for God to use them, that lost hope, that they keep the faith. You know what I'm saying? That their time is coming. And just pray for the body of Christ and just everyone be strengthened and covered. Amen.
Amen.
My prayer request, Sister G, is that the Lord continue to protect my grandchildren while they're in school. And I have one in the military. And I'm just asking for prayer that God will protect them from the danger out there.
Amen.
And I'm asking for prayer for my entire family because some haven't came to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm asking for prayer for that. And
amen.
I thank you all for every prayer that go before the throne of grace for us. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Thank you, Sister Thelma. Appreciate you.
Love you too, Sister G.
All right. Love you. Anybody else?
Sister G.
Yes?
This is Minister Holman. Can you pray one more prayer for me? It's been a warfare against me about this transportation. Can you pray in agreement with us that we get this van on, get this car on the road out of the main way? We have it, but it's just been such a warfare on finances. Yeah, we need to get this thing on the way. I know there's power in the group.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Stacy. Thank you.
Amen.
Anybody else? Prayer request. All right. Well, looks like everybody's made their prayer request. If you haven't, you need to press 1 or speak it out. Okay, well, I'm going to be praying for people in just a minute here. I'm still waiting. I don't want to leave anybody out because some people tell me, oh, I was pressing 1 and you didn't call on me. Well, I didn't know. I didn't see it, so I'm waiting.
Hello.
You know, you're going to be included whether you press 1 or not.
If you press 1 and your phone is on mute, it won't register. You won't receive it.
That's true. You can receive the prayer, but you will hear the prayer, but you just won't, you know, you won't be able to speak anything. And sometimes
right.
Sometimes when there's noise on, I mute everybody because it's disturbing when you're praying and there's noise in the background. There's a TV or someone moving something. So I mute. Did you have anything else you want to add, Mariba?
No, yes. Thank God that somewhere in the world Satan was not successful for Halloween Day.
All right. I'll pray protection. Thank God for protection. All right. Anybody else?
So the G, this Minister Sumter.
All right.
As Pastor said, okay, to pray for all of our family members who are unsaved and coming to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I just let me add this. It's not a prayer request. I want to thank my sister family. I hope she's listening because she's one of those seniors that helped me, that encouraged me in the Lord. So I thank God for her, and I want her to know that. And also just pray for a debt-free life for me and my family that we can live debt-free.
Amen. Yep, she's still on here.
Praise
yep.
God.
Yep. Yep, Sister Thelma's still right there supporting you. All right, anybody else? Getting ready to call on the name of the good Lord, our Father, our King, our Lord, and our Shepherd. Nobody like our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Someone's still, like, shuffling something, so if you could move your phone away or put it on mute. I didn't mute everybody yet, but I may have to. All right. Hallelujah. Go course. We consult you, the great and mighty I am. We thank you that you are our Father, which art in heaven. Holy and righteous is your name. We thank you that we could call on a great God like you, the one who created us in the name of Jesus, the one who spoke everything into existence. Your word is powerful. Your word is awesome. And we acknowledge you as Lord. We acknowledge you as King. We acknowledge you as the great shepherd, Lord God Almighty. And, Father, I thank you that you fight every battle for us. And so, Father, today I thank you that we are dressed right. We are aligned with you in the name of Jesus. We come sitting at your feet, oh God. We come knocking at your door. Oh God, we come to lay every care, every concern at your feet because your yoke is easy, your burden is light. And you said in your word, oh God, cast our every care upon you. And so, Father God, you knew that there will be cares of this world, but I thank you that they will not choke us out. We will not grow weary in well-doing. And, Father, today I lift up those who spoke, who sang on Bible Storyland, those who came on to listen. I lift them up, in particular, Minister James Sumter, Sister Karen, Minister Donna, Sister Jackie, and Minister Stacy, oh God, and everyone who came on to listen. I lift them and their cares up before you today. And I thank you that you heard our cries. You heard our requests even before we spoke them. And your word says that you already answered. So we thank God that you are a faithful God. We serve a great God, a mighty God. You are your majesty. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. There's nobody greater than you, Lord God. There's nobody more powerful, more awesome than you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we just come today, humbly as we know how, to show gratitude to our King, the one who's giving us strength in our bodies to get out of bed, the one true and living God who goes everywhere we go, who goes ahead of us, who goes with us, who's behind us and on all sides of us. Oh, we give you honor. We give you praise and glory. We give you thanks this morning because you are a great God. You are greater than we can even think or imagine. You're the one who put the sun in the sky. You're the one who makes sure it don't burn up the earth. You're the one who put it so at such a far distance, oh God, in the name of Jesus, but it still gives us light. It still keeps the earth warm. What a mighty God you are. You're the one who gave us a whole garden to live in. You gave us the trees and every species of trees, oh God. You gave us different birds and animals, oh God. And there is a purpose even for the insects, oh God. There's a purpose for everything you made under the heavens, oh God. And we consult you, the great and mighty God. You're the one, oh God, who stopped every evil way, every evil activity in the second heaven. We shut the second heaven door right now. We say evil will not be present with us, but you are the Most High God, and we call upon your name. Oh, God, we thank you that you are a divine God. You are a righteous King. You're Jehovah Sikkenu, our righteousness. We call on you this morning for families, oh, God. And, Father God, I thank you for families, oh, God. You created fathers. You created mothers. You created children, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. What a mighty God you are. You knew that we would need family, oh God. And not only, you didn't stop there. You created the family of God. You sent Jesus down here to redeem us from our sins. Oh God, we repent because we're a sinful nation. Oh God, we're even perverse in many ways. In the name of Jesus, forgive us. Oh, God, even for presumptuous sins, in the name of Jesus, We thank you today, Father, that we could call on your holy name. Oh, God, we thank you that our strength is still with us, oh, God. You've given us strength for the journey, and we thank you this morning. We just praise your name, and we bless you today, oh, God. We bless a great God like you. Oh, you are the God, that goes with us wherever we go. And you are the God who goes before us. And we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus for protecting our families. In the name of Jesus, as we go in, as we come out, oh God, you are protecting us. You are our shield. You are our buckler. What a mighty God you are. You are our divine protector, oh God. We can trust in you, oh God. We may have burglar bars, security alarm systems, but you are the ultimate protector, oh God. You give us protection morning, noon, and night. Oh God, when we go out, you make sure the enemy don't even exact upon us and target us. Oh God, you are our shield. We are hidden under the shadow of your almighty wings. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for David Emmanuel's family. You know, he has one son away down south in college. And we lift up that college and every student, every professor. May truth go forth from that university, oh God. May truth, your truth, oh God, go forth in that university. And may those students, oh God, follow your will and your plan for their lives. The students in our universities and in our colleges that are not saved, we call them forth right now for salvation. We say that they will be saved. They will be taught of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the babies being taught of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will teach the children from the time we get up to the time they go to bed. So when they are old, they will acknowledge you as their creator. They will not be prodigal sons and daughters. They will not slip into the muck and the mire of life, but they will be faithful to you all the days of their lives like Joshua, oh God. In the name of Jesus, they will not slip off the path. So we thank you for protecting our children. And Lord, you know, many people didn't wake up this morning. And so as Karen prepared to go today to the memorial service, we lift up the family of the bereaved. And we ask you, Lord, for their protection, their strength. Strengthen them, O God, in the loss of their loved one, in Jesus' name. We thank you for Mariba's grandson, Jamal Jr., O God, in the name of Jesus, whom I remember when he was a young boy, in the name of Jesus, a baby, O God, and now he's grown. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for his protection, but most of all, I pray that he receives salvation, even in the place where he is in the prison, O God. In the name of Jesus, and many of our children are finding themselves caught up in the system, oh God. In the name of Jesus, even in high school, many of them have records, oh God. In the name of Jesus, they have no clue what they're doing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, so Father, I thank you for saving our children from this untoward generation. I thank you for cleaning them up out the muck and the mire. I thank you for saving them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will not go the way of the ungodly, but they will go the way of the true and living God, in Jesus' name. I thank you for the health of Mariba's family, the health of all and strength of all of our families, oh God. I thank you that you gave us the right, oh God, because you gave 39 stripes for our healing, and we claim our healing in our bodies right now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for Minister Stacy's family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in every family member that's represented on Bible Storyland, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and Father, she's been waiting for reliable transportation. And Father God, I thank you that even our seeds won't beg for bread or anything that we need. All of our needs are met. I prophesy every need that we have is met. And you're even loading us up with benefits every day. We claim those. You're giving us the desires of our heart according to your will, your plan. And we claim that in the name of Jesus. And we come forth with great thanks and praise because of what you're doing In the name of Jesus, we say thank you, oh great and mighty. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do. Oh God, I lift up Sister Stacy today. Oh God, you know she needs to be from one place to another. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, she's been walking, catching the public transportation at times. But Lord, she desires her own transportation. So I thank you for that, debt-free in the name of Jesus. And Father, I lift up my sister, my neighbor, Sister Thelma, oh God. And I thank you for the prayers of the righteous. Father God, you know she has a particular time that you call her to come forward to the secret place with you. And I thank you that she's faithful, oh God. Oh, Father, she's faithful to come at that set time that you and her can get together. And, Father God, she runs quickly into your presence. And she waits on you, and she waits on you. She waits to come into the Holy of Holies, oh God. And so, Father God, she is calling on you today for the protection of her grandchildren, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that her grandchildren has divine protection because, Father God, you are watching over them. You are making sure the enemy does not take them out of this world, but they will fulfill their purpose, oh God. I thank you for all of our entire families for salvation, oh God. Many of our family members are not saved, and we are waiting on you because you are not a man that you should lie, and we know that salvation is going to come for every family member. Oh, God, and Father, I lift up the pastor, oh, God, that's after your own heart, Minister James Sumter. Oh, God, we thank you for the salvation of every family member. We thank you for his sister, Sister Thelma, who came on to support him. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, who constantly calls the name, his name before the Father. I thank you today, Father God, that he is requesting a debt-free life, not only for himself, but for his family. For everyone on Bible Story Land, we claim a debt-free life. We say that Yoku Shebaka, we are out of the bondage of debt, and we are at liberty to be free from debt, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, I thank you that we owe no man nothing but the debt of love. Yoku Shebaka de Kurabaka de Ki Uku Shebaka. Oh Father God, your word says, in the name of Jesus, that we are to love. You command it. You didn't say if we desire, if we want to, if we decide to. You said we are commanded to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength. So, Father God, forgive us when we have not done that, and teach us how. As we sit at your holy feet, O Master, we ask you to teach us how to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength. Oh, God, because you are a strong God, you are a mighty God, you are the almighty God, you are sovereign. There's no God greater than you, oh, God, and you are the master teacher. So, Father God, also, you commanded us to love our neighbors, to love each other like we love ourselves. So, Father God, I thank you that we will obey your word in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, forgive us when we've been disobedient in the name of Jesus. Forgive us when we prefer to do other things over you, when we prefer to listen to someone else, when we prefer to do other things, and we neglect you on a daily basis. Forgive us when we don't come into that secret place and say, Abba, Father. Forgive us when we wake up and we don't say, Abba, Father. Forgive us during the day when we don't say, Abba, Father. Forgive us at night when we close our eyes, but even though you wake us up, we still don't say, Abba, Father. Forgive us, Lord, when we don't pray, when we don't intercede, oh, God. You are calling us for deep intercession these days, oh, God. Oh, God, when we look at the news, you are calling us forth to pray for what we see, not just look at it and say, oh, poor is them, oh, woe is them, but you are calling us to be knowledgeable about what's going on in the world. The wars, the rumors of wars, the intense battle on our streets, in our neighborhoods, you're calling us forth. You said if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, then you would hear from heaven and you would heal our land. And so, Father, we thank you that you're healing our land today like never before. Oh, God, I thank you for the land you allowed us to walk in. Oh, God, dry up the bloodshed of our innocent children, oh, God. Let not our children be taken out by a bullet, by a knife, by war on the streets, by somebody who's in a club just saying kill somebody. Oh, God, I thank you that we will live and not die and declare your works, oh, God. And, Father God, we just thank you that you heard and that you answered our prayers. What a mighty God you are. We just bless you today. We honor you today, oh, God. We thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do. Oh, Father God, we bless you. We bless you. We praise you. We exalt you, oh, God. We exalt you today. We exalt you today. We magnify you today, oh, God. You'll be lifted up today, oh, holy God, mighty God, righteous King. You are our holy God. You are our righteous King. You are our Father. You are our Creator. We acknowledge you as Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just thank you that you are a great God and you allow us as human beings to praise a great God like you. Even though we are full of faults, oh, God, you still allow us to call on your name. What a mighty name you have. So I thank God for each of you being with us this morning. I have a great announcement to make. You know, Zion Hope Academy Christian School is now has a tutoring center, and that tutoring center is open. It will be opening Mondays through Friday, and I'm asking that you call and make an appointment, bring your children, so that I can seek the Father as to how to tutor them, how to bring them up in the most holy way. You know, it's a Christian institution. So we are instilling God in them as we tutor them. Don't you remember Daniel? He was brilliant. He was good in science, every subject, math. But guess what? He was taught at the master's feet. He opened the window 3 times a day and prayed, calling the name of the Lord. He ate healthy. He was strong. He had such an anointing on him that he, and when he went into the lion's den, they didn't open their mouths. God shut the mouth. And even when his friends went into the fiery furnace, when they came out, they didn't smell like smoke. Jesus was in there with them. So Daniel and his friends were 10 times smarter than the children around them. So we are praying that at Zion Hope Academy, Christian Academy, that the children will be, that we teach and bring up in the most holy way will be 10 times smarter than their friends, their neighbors, than children in other countries and in other cities, because they will know their God. So I thank God. You may call me at 504-931-7399 or 904-768-5008 and bring your child in so that we can evaluate them and see where they are in their learning and take them to a higher level in the Lord. Well, don't stop praising God. Increase your praise today and every day. Tell God thank you. We have so much to be grateful for. Let him, our King, our Father, know that we love him, that we adore him, we desire him more than anything. And how do we do that? By obeying him. We can't do lip service. And we do, you know, I did lip service for years. I was disobedient. He wants our words to line up with our actions. When we say we love him, he wants us to obey him. He don't want us to be disobedient. That means we don't love him. It's closing time, as I said. We look forward to praising God with you next Saturday. It will be Family Day. Same time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. Same number, 1-619-789-4313. I love each of you, but God loves you more, much more, much more, much more. Let's return his love, as he commanded us to. Let's love each other as he commanded us to. So have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. You know this year is almost over. So let's take it, if we live throughout the year, let's go throughout this year praising God every day, telling him what a great God he is, what a mighty Father he is, and how, you know, we are grateful for him. Let's praise him every day. Tell him. He want to hear it. He know we grateful, but he want to hear us telling that. So I praise the Lord for each of you today. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.